And finally this hour to Churchill Downs, which has its big moment tomorrow, the Kentucky Derby. Horse racing may not be as popular as it once was, but the Derby remains an annual opportunity to make history and capture the nation's attention. There are always new records to set or old records to break. And this year, as Gabe Bullard of member station WFPL reports, it's the humans, not the horses, that could make news.
Earlier this week, there was a rare moment of peace on the backside of Churchill Downs before the Derby crowds descended to see the morning workouts. Stable hands took the horses out of the barns and walked them around. But a bit of the coming media circus was forming around barn number 45. It surrounded jockey Kevin Krieger, because wherever he goes, the press goes. And most ask, what's it like to be an African-American riding in the Kentucky Derby?
Everything that comes with the Derby right now for me is not the same as the majority of the other riders or any other rider, because I'm the only African-American rider in the race.
Krieger was born in the U.S. Virgin Islands, but he's been racing in California. He's the first African-American jockey to ride in the Derby in more than a decade, and he's been thinking about this for the last few weeks.
Well, I have no other choice. I've been asked it over 100 times already, so even if I haven't been thinking about it, I had to think about it at some point, especially in the last month. And, you know, all my life I grew up watching races, and I knew there wasn't too many African-American jockeys, and being African-American is just a part of who I am.
Krieger will be riding Golden Sense, a favorite in the race, and he's confident.
I'm going to be the first African-American to win the Kentucky Derby since 1902, and that's a hell of a milestone.
Yes, he said the first since 1902. African-American jockeys are rare now, but they used to dominate the sport. Most of the jockeys in the first Derby were black, including the winner. In later years, there were legendary black jockeys who won multiple derbies and earned international fame.
That was the face of horse racing up until the latter 1890s, when it all began to change.
Mary Jean Wall teaches at the University of Kentucky. She's also a longtime horse racing writer. Jim Crow, segregation, and African Americans departing the rural South for cities all contributed to a white takeover of horse racing in the 20th century. Wall says if Krieger wins tomorrow, it will be another important moment in the Derby's rich history.
People will pay a lot of attention to that. They'll question why they haven't seen it for so long. Hopefully some thoughtful articles will come out of it.
There have already been a few news articles about Krieger and about another jockey in this year's Derby, Rosina Pravnik. Female jockeys haven't been as common in horse racing as African Americans, but Wall says they haven't had an easy time either.
I was there in the beginning when male riders were boycotting any race that the women attempted to ride, and the fans would hurl insults at them. And I remember at a track in Florida, someone threw a rock at the window of the girls' trailer.
You know, I have not had to go through nearly what they had to go through.
Napravnik has already set some milestones. She's ridden in the Derby before, and last year she became the first female rider to win the Kentucky Oaks, the race held the day before the Derby. Despite those successes and the trailblazing of the female jockeys before her, Napravnik says there's still work to do for women in horse racing.
At times there's a trainer here and there that, you know, doesn't want to ride a female, or an owner that doesn't want to ride a female.
But she has a way around these situations.
You know, the only way that I like to deal with that is just try to beat them.
And she'll have a chance to do just that tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Gabe Bullard in Louisville.
And on this May 3rd, as we mark this program's 42nd anniversary, you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.